The protagonist of the work is a priestess who was a victim of abuse in her youth. Afterwards, she had a son. The woman gave the boy to a married neighbor who raised her as her own child. Later the priestess married. In the marriage she had a daughter. The neighbor had her own children, a son and a daughter. When the children grew up, the neighbor's own son wanted to marry the priestess' daughter, who was by then widowed. The neighbor's husband begins to suspect that the older son is not his own. He sends a slave to the priestess, who pretends to be possessed. The woman is supposed to have delivered him from his insanity. The slave manages to establish the young man's true origins. As a result, the young man loses his legal civil rights, as his father is unknown. An investigation begins, in which the perpetrator of the priestess's pre-marriages becomes involved. In the finale, three weddings take place. The priestess and her seducer, the son of the neighbor and the priestess' daughter. The son of the priestess and the neighbor's daughter.